Okay. P.U.L. And for the record, the Stina story, or whatever she will be called, so there Pio is with his friend Ingmar sitting at the table. With a window view of the most beautiful archipelago of Sweden. And the little island Hippon. The sun was setting and there had been talking guys talk the whole evening, but the sun had set, you could say. The girls and their lives. Beauty and ugliness, the bliss and the horror, and how they were both feeling. Like some funny, a couple of funny Forrest Gump, tragicomical heroes. And a satire love story. Finally, Pio sighed. After easing his heart about his latest secret, developments the planned reunion with Helen. After all these years, they had been discussing for a couple of years to meet again, but it somehow never occurred. Maybe they were not supposed to meet. Pio started concluding. Maybe we should be satisfied with the sweet memory. Of a 22-year-old good-looking boy and a 17-year-old beautiful girl. To meet again at age 60 plus would be great. Maybe they were meant to finally find each other. The hands of fate. Sometimes find uncommon ways, Pio thought. Back and forth. But it could be the greatest disappointment, too. The insecurity of aging bodies. Of trying desperately. To continue where they left off, just to realize that time is merciless. And eventually scatters all sweet dreams. So here he was, looking out the window, down into the harbor, and the houses on the island across the ocean strait where lights had now appeared Now I think that really I should just drop it all. It's over. Who am I kidding? I am actually happy with my life as it is. It's so problem-free. I went through it. Well, I didn't find my true love, but I guess she's not here in this world right now. So, next life, I guess, I sat there quietly, thinking and looking out the window. And it felt good. It's actually nice to have most of your life behind you, most of the mistakes. The struggle. And now, just retire. And enjoy a peaceful, simple life. With Krishna. Just as you prefer it. Pia was free, finally. His boys were starting to stand on their own feet, and their mother. Had her own life. No Cold War. No tension. Not that much. Things were good. He went to bed one of two beds in the little room. Thinking back at their talks. Yes, it's nice to be on your own. On your own. No one here in the bed next to me. Being disturbed by my snoring. No warm body next to you. That sometimes made the bed too warm. So you can't sleep, but don't dare to say, out of fear of hurting someone. Yes, finally. This was a good journey. And journeys are often so, bringing in new perspectives through discussions with friends and change of environment. And thusly, he fell asleep alone in his bed. but in peace. Okay, next. I'm going to take after that. Next destination was homeward, but on the way he decided to visit Scandinavia. In Tranås, a little village just next to the long narrow lake of Sweden. It was nice as usual, and they were sitting there chatting, taking their prasadam, eating, whatever. So what shall we do now? Eva said. As the afternoon approached, maybe we go over to Varshan and have darshan with Shri Radha Govindaji. He had heard about darshan but never been there. It was a home, or was it a temple? Created by one of his old friends, Raivata, whom he had lost contact with, but knew lived out there in the forest somewhere. He had left this world after a troublesome struggle with cancer, and now his widow Suvarna Stina was taking care of the place. He and did not know much more. There was probably a whole gang there. The followers of Narayan Maharaj, they had their own thing going, so he didn't know much. Yeah, that would be nice, they said. Thank you. curious to see his old friend's place. And admittedly also, although he didn't dare to think of it too much, interesting meeting Suvarna. Whom he had just had brief encounters years ago. But never really having spoken too much. Well, admittedly, the thought had struck him once or twice. But maybe one day he should meet with her and, well, who knows? But had kicked the thought out of his mind. You can't think of a mourning widow in that way. He sat in the car, his mind rather blank. As it was making its way through the little countryside roads. That eventually turned into a small dirt road in the middle of a beautiful landscape, he realized. Lush, leaf tree forests. And then the car stopped. They went out and up into a garden on a hill with a red, old but nicely kept building in the middle on top. The typical red one with white corners that you find traditionally in Sweden. And there were other buildings too, smaller. What was this place? A home or a retreat or a temple or all of them? P was a bit confused as they stepped up toward the stair into the main building. And we're greeted by a beautiful, radiant woman. Well, in Peel's eyes, she was. Although she was obviously not a model, She had that. Humble, natural beauty that you sometimes find in girls at the countryside, and whom he actually liked the most, he realized. She led them into the temple room, which was really a living room. With an altar in one corner. Sparse furniture. Drums. Other instruments and books. The floor and around the walls. She went up to the altar, took the little bell, rang it, and pulled away the makeshift curtain covering it. Suddenly Pia stood there looking at the most beautiful Radha Krishna deities, murtis that he had, well, ever seen. What? These are the most beautiful Radha Krishna deities I've ever seen, next to Shishikandarika Giridhara, he exclaimed. Just stood there looking at them and then sat down. Suvarna made her little arty simple, natural, as if it flowed from her heart. And her devotion there. Pia sat looking around in the room. The trees and the flowers outside. What is this place, he thought, and who is this lady? Gee, this is Vrindavan, he said to Stan. The others nodded. They say that wherever the devotee is, that's Vrindavan. Where Krishna, Radha Krishna is, and the devotees are, this Vrindavan. He thought, this is it. So Anna sat down. Shall we sing something? A little bhajan? Sure. Do Can you play mridanga? Yes. Peo picked up the mridanga. Now we just need an angelic voice, he said. She picked up her kartals and started singing. Pio glanced at her now and then. Someone had just stolen his heart away. Okay, that was the first part. Hope that's still recording because, well, it could work.